This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Now, we're all aware that the current religious trends of the Western world is that across every single denomination, without exception, there has been a decrease in church attendance, mosque attendance, and in attendance in all organized religion. And every single faith tradition is dealing with its own crises. We are not immune from the problems happening in the broader society. And what we discover is that many of the millennial generation are affiliating with no organized religion and also not quite embracing atheism. The term that has been given in some academic literature is the nuns, not the N-U-N nun, not the muhajjiba nuns, the nuns, those that have nothing, N-O-N-E. And if you look at statistics, this is a Gallup survey, one of the most comprehensive surveys done about religiosity. I want you to take a look at this statistic over here. In the year 2019, so this is like 2-3 years old now, almost 40% of those of the millennials said that they don't identify with any religion. More than one third, almost a half. And within 5-10 years, it will be more than a half. By the way, this is in America. In Nordic countries, in Sweden, for example, upwards of 70 or 80% of the population says that they don't identify with any faith tradition. Now, obviously, the elders, they still do. You can tell if you're above 70 years old, then yes, there's still religion. But this is the generation, as we all understand, that's going to grow up to be these people in 5, 10, 20, 30 years. The graph is slowly going to be shifting rightwards. And unless and until we do something, similar rates, not to this level, are being found in our own communities. Now, contrary to popular perception, the alternative to religion is not atheism. That is not the default. Those who self-identify as atheists are still a minority. The alternative to religion is some vacuous ideology that has been called by some researchers moralistic therapeutic deism, MTD. Moralistic therapeutic deism is the, one can call it, I call it the religion of secular liberalism. This is what it is. And surveys have shown that the default amongst the next generation, the largest group of affiliated ideologies of religion, larger than Christianity, much larger than any other faith tradition, of the millennials, is a hodgepodge of ideas that have come under the rubric of MTD. There is no creed per se, but some general trends can be observed. There is a belief in some higher power. And the belief that this higher power, the goal of life, is that we should be kind and good to one another. And if we do that and find our happiness, then we have lived our lives. MTD centers around the goal of self-fulfillment and happiness, whatever that means to those generations. We have to find ourselves. We have to be happy. And there is a notion of being good unto others. And that is why it is called moralistic, because the emphasis is not on aqidah, it's not on creed, it's not on rituals, it's not on laws. The emphasis is on being good to other people. It is therapeutic because it gives them a meaning in life. It makes them feel good about themselves. It's therapeutic because when you eliminate religion from your heart, you have to replace it with something. You have to have something that answers the bigger questions of life. And so MTD gives them that internal therapy. And it is deistic because it does believe in a higher power. The default of this next generation is that, yeah, there's probably some force out there, let's call him God, but that God is not an integral part of our lives as human beings. He's not involved daily, and he doesn't care about our daily actions. It is too petty. It is the God of the philosopher, by the way, Ibn Sina and others of the back in the day. It is too petty for that divine being to really care about our personal hygiene, our eating and drinking, our sexuality. Why would that divine being care about something of this nature? However, if we need him, he's there for us. And so we do reach out to him at times of distress, when our children are sick, when we need to pass the exam, we'll call out to God. Otherwise, he doesn't really care that much about us, and he wants us to live good lives. And a lot of them do believe in half of the akhirah, not the full akhirah. They believe in Jannah, but not Jahannam, right? By and large, this category of people They're not interested in punishments. Why would a God punish his own creation? But they do want some comfort of an afterlife for those that are good. And so this is, and again, this is not a creed. You will find plenty of people who obviously would come under this rubric, but then might disagree with one of the aspects within this list over here.
فَيَا ذُلِّي وَيَا خَجَلِي إِذَا مَا قَالَ لِي رَبِّي أَمَا اسْتَحْيَيْتَهُ تَعْصِينِي وَلَا تَخْشَى مِنَ الْعَتَبِ وَتُخْفِي الذَّنْبَ عَنْ خَلْقِي وَتَأْبَى فِي الْهَوَى قُرْبِي فَتُبْ مِمَّا جَنَيْتَ عَسَى تَعُودُ إِلَى رِضَى الرَّبِّ.